A new report by UH Economic Research Organization looks at both sides of the minimum wage debate. Carl Bonham, UHERO's executive director, co-authors the report. He questions whether raising the minimum wage will effectively lift people out of poverty.
There are certainly some bad things about raising the minimum wage. It's not a very useful tool for sort of helping low-income households because most of them don't work for the minimum wage. I mean, really, you know, most of the people who are working at the minimum wage are really very unskilled new workers and mostly teenagers. So if your goal is to raise living standards and sort of help, you know, the working poor, it's just not clear that it's a very effective tool. And that's kind of what the research finds, is that you really do not impact poverty when you change the minimum wage.
Bonham says there's a better way to help the working poor without raising labor costs for businesses. It's called the Earned Income Tax Credit, and it provides low-income workers with a federal tax refund.
Increasing the Earned Income Tax Credit would cost a fraction of that, and almost half of it was going to poor families. Problem is, it would involve more spending, which is not politically palatable in today's environment. Raising the minimum wage doesn't require federal spending or state and local government spending. Instead, it's being imposed on businesses and consumers.
You can see UHERO's full report on the economic impact of raising the minimum wage online at uhero.hawaii.edu. Molly Solomon for HPR News.